Well, mine's not quite so funny. I'm Mary Mullen, and I'm a former school teacher, just like Jane. And when our group doesn't meet, sometimes Jane and I and Rick and some others of us have met, and we continue to write. And so I think it was Rick's idea to give the prompt Adventure on a Boat. And the story I'm visual, so I brought a visual here. That's my Camp Unistar shirt. That's Star Island, and the camp is right here. This is where this story takes place, or part of it does. I'm a land person. If I had lived in the 1800s, when my ancestors got on the boat from Germany, I would have been the one that stayed back, feet stuck to the ground. I grew up in the Kickapoo River town of Waseca in southwest Wisconsin. That river was so muddy that a Secchi disc used to measure turbidity would disappear 3 inches below the surface. Brown whirlpools with dimpled centers captured leaves and pulled them down. A few hundred feet downriver, the Kickapoo ran into the sandbar-dotted Wisconsin, tannin-stained but clear. Regardless of how beautifully it reflected the blue of the sky and beckoned summer recreants, it was dangerous even to experienced swimmers. Seemed like practically everyone had some relationship with fishing or motorboats out there on the Wisconsin, but not me. I was one for hiking up into the hills. Looking down on the winding Kickapoo might be part of that, but to me a river was scenery, not a place to dip a toe or a way to float on it. Lakes weren't part of my experience either. My hometown was nestled deep in the driftless area of the state. The 15,000 lakes of Wisconsin, they were too far to the east and north, glacier territory. I never expected or wanted to get to know them personally. So here I am in my mid-40s. My partner and I have taken summer jobs in northern Minnesota as staff in Camp Unistar, situated on Star Island in Cass Lake. At 102,947 acres, it's more than 10 times bigger than Lake Mendota. There's no way to get to camp other than a boat. I hadn't thought about that. We arrive at the dock in the little town of Cass Lake. Camp Unistar's biggest boat, a small Boston whaler, is bouncing like a bobber beside the dock, rubbing and rebounding from the white bumpers strung over the side. Two ropes wound around cleats keep it from bounding away. I'm new to this, so I take my cues from the young kids in charge. They seem confident. They help us load our bags and boxes on the deck and gesture that we should take our seats under the awning for the trip to Star Island. The driver backs out slowly. Then we turn and head out into the wind. It doesn't take long to get into really choppy waters and then soon into big waves. We race into them. Our young skipper remarks on how important it is to go at right angles to the waves. We power up to the top of the crest, then drop like a rock into the trough. It's like riding a bucking horse or driving a lot too fast on a potholed road in the dark. 1 second we're flying off our seats, the next we're slammed back down. The waves are over 4 feet high with a lacing of white froth on the top. The wild ride goes on and on and on. With the wind carrying any waves away, or words away, and the bam bam of the waves battering the hull, talking is impossible. I have no idea whether this is normal, but it feels totally hazardous and foolhardy to me, to whom even a class one rapids is enough to cause sweaty palms and a panicky wish that I could stop the boat. I simply do my best to hang on and duck away from the odd splash of cold spray. Out in what seems to be the middle of the lake, two boys come into view. The wheelman slows down and takes a left between them. Then he aims for a pimple rising very slightly above the level horizon of land in the far distance. As the driver revs up to top speed again, the other crew member yells, "That's Unifer!" It's the nickname for the big tree that campers climb, a reminder that this is a Unitarian establishment. For fact checkers, Unifer is actually a white pine. But would Unipine trip off the tongue as nicely? I can barely make it out 20 minutes away from this fast boat. Oh, I think, so that's how you're supposed to find Camp Unistar. After an eternity of smacking the waves, we can see the camp take shape with its small beach, T-shaped wooden dock, lodge set up on the hill, and five cabins strung out on the slope up toward Unifer, which by now has disappeared behind the real balsam firs that make up a lot of the forest. The camp is in a shallow curved bay, protected by the higher, longest arm of Star Island. The boat docks and the crew member ties it up. Phew, what a ride. I realize I've been tensely holding my breath and gripping the seat until my hands are white. But now that we've made it, I can breathe again. I sure don't want to go through that again. We clamber out a little shell-shocked and shaky. Our suitcases and boxes are handed over the gunwales of the still-rocking boat and stacked on the end of the dock to be loaded into big-wheeled carts, which we push down the rickety boards, clack, 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 being careful not to run a wheel off the edge. Finally, blessed land, solid, reassuring. The next day, I get a big surprise, and not a welcome one. Even though I was hired to be the children's activity director, I'm to be given a lesson in boating. I, who have only rowed once or twice in a rowboat, paddled a few times in a canoe, and once went down the Green River in Colorado in a rubber raft, have to board the 20-foot Boston Whaler again. All staff have to drive to town sometimes, says the young man delegated to teach us. The lesson is how to turn on the motor, how to maneuver away from the dock, how to rev up to speed, how to approach the dock, and how to tie up so the knot doesn't let loose. And by the way, you should never worry, because a Boston Whaler, even if it breaks apart, will never sink. It's about 15 minutes of instruction. After that, I'm expected to be competent to take the whaler to town in any weather, with anyone, even a person as inexperienced as myself. Sure, I think. Trust me, I've been trained. Lucky for me, the summer at Camp Unistar informs me that that first rambunctious trip was very unusual, and I won't ever have to face the torment of clinging to the flotsam of a fragmented boat. I'm still a land person.